Rhonda Aldridge, Rhonda R-H-O-N-D-A, Aldridge A-L-D-R-I-D-G-E. Date of birth is 8/18/1959. This is for date of service 1/5/2022. Mrs. Aldridge is a 62-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of her parathyroid gland as well as her thyroid gland period. The patient has an extensive medical history, which includes multiple autoimmune conditions. The patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Sjogren's, fibromyalgia, and she's followed by Dr. Rivera, rheumatologist. She also has a history of osteopenia, histoplasmosis, aortic valve regurgitation, emergency hysterectomy due to adenomyosis at the age of 29, and she has a neurostimulator in her bladder due to an overactive bladder. She reports symptoms of difficulty swallowing, occasional palpitations, and difficulty sleeping. She requires trazodone and a muscle relaxer to sleep. She reports some swelling in her neck. She reports headaches and blurry vision and dizziness, loss of appetite, fatigue, nausea, and vomiting. She reports some weight gain and some numbness and tingling in her hands. She states that she has a history of an elevated PTH at one point, and then this was supplemented with vitamin D, which then corrected the PTH. She reports chronic constipation. She had an endoscopy, which showed esophageal and stomach ulcers. She reports hoarseness in her voice. Her autoimmune markers have remained very low, and inflammatory markers are in the normal range currently. She reports a history of kidney stones. She reports a generally healthy diet, and she reports some brain fog. Plan number one for her history of hyperparathyroidism. At this point, this seems to be a history driven by secondary hyperparathyroidism related to a low vitamin D. Her latest vitamin D level is 27, and she's currently on 10,000 IUs of vitamin D daily plus 50,000 IUs of vitamin D2 once weekly. The patient states that she has been on this vitamin D therapy for several years and has had a difficult time keeping her vitamin D levels up. Next number, I will also check a PTH level in addition to the vitamin D level and an ionized calcium level. Next number, we will get a thyroid ultrasound in order to delineate her goiter. She had a thyroid ultrasound done April of 2020 indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 1.4 centimeters. The nodule was centrally cystic surrounded by echogenic periphery. Next number, I am recommending a dairy-free and gluten-free diet. Alternatively, a vegan diet would be ideal for the patient to try this for 2 weeks to see if we can improve her autoimmune foggy brain symptoms. Next number, I will also order TSH 3T4 and 3T3 level in order to assess her thyroid labs further, including a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin immunoglobulin level in order to check for autoimmune thyroid disease. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.